Nehemiah chapter 12. Now these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yahshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluch, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Iddo, Ginnithil, Abiah, Miamin, Maadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, and Yoirib, Yediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Yediah. These were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Yahshua, son of Nun. Moreover, the Levites, Yahshua, Benui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Yehuda, and Mataniah, which was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren. Also, Bakpukiah and Uni, their brethren, were over against them in the watches. And Yahshua begat Joachim. Joachim also begat Eliashib, and Eliashib begat Joiada, and Joiada begat Jonathan, and Jonathan begat Yadua. And in the days of Joachim were priests, the chief of the fathers, of Seraiah, Meraiah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, of Amariah, Yahohanan, of Meliku, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Yosef, of Harim, Edna, of Merayoth, Helkai, of Iddo, Zechariah, of Ginnithon, Meshulam, of Abiah, Zikri, of Miniamin, of Modeah, Peltai, of Bilgah, Shemua, of Shemaiah, Jehonathan, and of Joiarib, Matanai, of Yediah, Uzi, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, of Yediah, Nethaneel. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, and Yohanan, and Yadua, were recorded chief of the fathers, also the priests, to the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles even until the days of Yohanan, the son of Eliashib. And the chief of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Yahshua the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren, over against them to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David the man of Yahweh, ward over against ward. Mataniah and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, Akub, were porters, keeping the ward at the thresholds of the gates. These were in the days of Joachim, the son of Yahshua, the son of Yosadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, the scribe. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedications with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing, cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country around about Jerusalem, and from the villages of Netophathi, and also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Asmaveth. For the singers had built them villages round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and purified the people, and the gates, and the wall. Then I brought up the princes of Yehuda upon the wall, and appointed two great companies of those who gave thanks, of which one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate, and after them went Hoshaiah, and half the princes of Yehuda, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshulam, Yehuda, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and certain of the priest's sons with trumpets, Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mataniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his brethren, Shemaiah, and Azariah, Melalai, Gilalai, Ma'ai, Nethaneel, and Yehuda, Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of Yahweh, and Ezra, the scribe, before them. And at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the going up of the wall, above the house of David, even to the water gate eastward. And the other company of them that gave thanks, went over against them, and I after them, and the half of the people upon the wall, even from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even to the broad wall. And from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Hananiel, and the tower of Mia, even to the sheep gate, and they stood still in the prison gate. So stood the two companies of them who gave thanks in the house of Yahweh, and I, and half of the rulers with me, and the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioni, Zechariah, and Hananiah with trumpets, and Maaseiah, and Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Uzi, and Yohanan, and Malkiah, and Elam, and Ezer, and the singers, sang loud with Yezrahiah, their overseer. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for Yahweh had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, and for the offerings, and for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and Levites. For Yehuda rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the ward of their Elohim, and the ward of the purification, according to the commandment of David and Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving to Yahweh. And in all Israel, in the days of Zerubbabel, and in the days of Nehemiah, gave the portions of the singers and the porters every day his portion, and they sanctified to the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them to the children of Aaron. End of chapter 1.